tonight, and I'm going to speak this into your spirit. How many believe that God wants you to be rich, wealthy, and not broke? I think the right side of it is that I didn't talk to the left side. God doesn't want us living from paycheck to paycheck. I can't have you living from paycheck to paycheck. Tell somebody, God can't have me living from paycheck to paycheck. And tell somebody else, Bishop can't have it either. Because he's working. I work here. And if y'all living from paycheck to paycheck, guess who's going to be living from paycheck to paycheck? And I ain't playing that. I'm living from the blessings of going down to the third and the fourth generation. So I'm imparting blessings today, Calvin. Amen. Amen. Be like, in the name of Jesus, give a raise on their job and their business succession. Are you all hearing what I'm doing? The next witty invention and the next idea is in your mind and in your heart. Somebody got to reach up and grab that. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, but he that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. It is the Lord God that gives us power to get wealth. Amen. We are not so caught up on a name it and claim it or a platform of just riches that we don't understand. We believe that anytime you have financial trouble, it's not God blessing you. But I believe God's overall plan for our lives is to cause us to walk in prosperity and for us not to be stressed over finances so that we can do his work in the earth. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you a simple question. Let me ask you a simple question. Something's got to come down, sound people. Something's got to come down. It's about to happen. There ain't nobody at the board. Somebody else. It's about to happen. Ain't nobody here. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you about? Across the world in Asia and Africa.